Shalom, brethren. My name is Gideon, and I am glad to be on this platform to share with you just for a short time. It's going to be a series of thoughts on what I would title the attributes of Christ, but I would just take one subtitle per time. And today I know that we started getting on with our days, and I pray that the Lord will be with us as we go out and will reward all our endeavors. Today I'm just going to pick one of those attributes, and very quickly I will be touching on a life that is set for an example. That would be the subtitle for this particular one. Before we get on, I'll just say a word of prayer here. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Father, for your sheep and your bride and your children out there, oh God, who are getting on with your days, being light in this dark world. Lord, I pray, Father, that as I share this little short thought, oh God, that you laid on my heart, that it will be a blessing to everyone, oh God, even as they get on with their days, and it will form a good thought, oh Father, that will generate more thoughts, oh God, in their hearts, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So this thought actually occurred to me from reading the book of 1 Timothy, and this is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16, but I would start from verse 15. Paul speaking here says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Verse 16, "Albeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should thereafter believe on him to life everlasting." My interest is actually in the last phrase here, "for a pattern to them which should thereafter believe on him to life everlasting." And the reason that I started thinking about this is that Paul here understands the task and the role that God, you know, had committed to him, that he was set to be an example for a whole lot of people. Now, interestingly, I'm just going to call our attention to the fact that it's not only Paul who was called or set up to be an example. Now, God, when he gave eternal life, when he put his life in Christ, he had one agenda. He had one overarching agenda. And this agenda was to bring all his children and to gather the sheep into one fold, so that there is one fold and one shepherd. That's God's overarching agenda, period. Nothing more, nothing less. That's the reason Christ was sent forth. And this is God's agenda. And if anyone isn't, you know, plugging or enhancing or enabling that agenda in one way or the other, whatever it is we are doing, if whatever task or whatever role or whatever endeavor we are doing isn't enhancing or helping God achieve this agenda, it is somewhat of a waste of time. Because the singular agenda that God has when after he sent forth Christ was to gather his sheep in one, so that there is one fold and one shepherd. That's what Christ also said. Now, in achieving this agenda, God, after he has gathered the sheep, he also intends to keep them in the fold. He doesn't want them to go out. We remember the parable that Christ gave of the sheep who was in the fold but was lost. And then he left, you know, the shepherd left the 99 and went for that one sheep that was lost. And this is because God, after he gathers, or when he does the gathering, he also intends for them to remain in the fold. And the, you know, the reason, that the way that he's, one of the ways that he's achieving, retaining the sheep in the fold, you know, one of the ways is that he gives the gifts. So the gifts of the fivefold ministry, the seven spiritual, the nine spiritual gifts, and every other thing that happens, you know, that the Lord has given us, is to ensure that the sheep remains in the fold. Now, that said, another thing that God does to ensure that the sheep remains in the fold is he sets specific, he sets each of the sheep or each of the child that has been called into the fold as an example for other sheep who will come in or who have come in. Now, if every sheep realizes that they are not just living their lives for themselves, but that they are actually living their life and God has positioned them as an example to set an example for others, other sheep or other members of the fold, I think that the way that we live our lives will be completely different. We will live our lives with a different consciousness that whatever we do, whatever action we take is impacting another member of the fold, either positively or negatively. I usually say that even in your very low moment, every Christian has a low moment. Every Christian has sometimes when you're not, when you're out of season, when you're not in season, when you're, you know, Paul said to Timothy to be instant in season and out of season, be ready to preach the word in season and out of season. You know, there are times when sometimes you are not really, you know, in your high moment. Even at that time when you're weak, you need to remember that there is one member of the fold who is not as strong as you, who is looking up to you, who is holding on that thread just because you are still there. You know, if you consider a battle, when we are in a battle, when, you know, the if we, for those of us who might have seen a movie of a battle, particularly in the battles that are really physical, where people, you know, face themselves to engage in physical battle, you would see that each soldier is actually looking up to the other soldier who is, you know, persistent and continues to fight, even when the fight is, when the battle is raging against them heavily. And because of this individual who continues to fight very strongly, they also feel strengthened. They also feel encouraged. So the reason that I'm bringing this is to let us know that God has positioned each person to, you know, both in the fold, whether the trials that we go through or even the way that we live our lives, the way that we respond to the trials that we go through, are ways that God is setting a pattern for those who will come after. The Bible says that all the lives of the heroes of faith that are laid in the Bible, in the Word of God, is set for us to, you know, for those of us who will come hereafter, to, you know, use those stories as a way to encourage ourselves. When we, you know, find ourselves in specific situations, we remember that, okay, someone has been in this situation before and they were victorious. So I can be victorious. Now, that's not something that's just for the Bible, the men who wrote the Bible or the Bible stories that we read. That's a requirement that God has placed on each and every member of the bride or of the sheepfold. You are standing as an example to another member of that fold. And for whatever step you take, for whatever decision, whatever way that you're living your life, when you're weak, remember that someone is holding on because you are pressing the battle, because you're pressing ahead. So because of that person, because of that, get up and keep fighting, even when you feel that you're, you know, weak, just because of this, your brother, just because of the other member of the sheep. Jesus Christ, you know, mentions in John 13:15, that I have given you an example. He was conscious of everything that he did, you know, every step that he took, everything he was doing was serving as an example for these disciples, for the apostles, for them to see that this is how I want you to conduct your life. This, I want you to be strengthened by what I'm doing. I want you to see that this is possible. You know, also in 1 Timothy 4:12, Paul also said to Timothy that be thou an example to the believers. Be thou an example to the believers. King James says, be thou an example of the believer. But if we look at other versions, it says, be thou an example to the believers. So we need to actually live our lives in that consciousness that I cannot be weak. I cannot be tired. I need to keep pressing the battle because there is a sheep. There is a new member of the fold who is hanging on, who will get encouraged by the fact that I am pressing the battle. This is one of the attributes of Christ. This is one of the consciousness of a true believer, that they are set forth as a pattern to those who will come hereafter. And I pray that as we go ahead, as we keep living our lives as Christians, as we keep living our lives as people who have been separated, people who have been called out, people who have been sanctified, that we will remember that we are not just living for ourselves, but rather we are also living for every person, every member of the body of Christ who will come hereafter, who will look to us. And, you know, we pull strength, we pull encouragement from the way that we live our lives. And this will also help us to live our lives to the utmost expectation of God. God bless you. I hope that I will get the opportunity from tomorrow as well to, you know, talk about more attributes of Christ. This, I hope, is a blessing to anyone who listens. God bless you and have a good day out there. In Jesus' name.